The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
By young Bonnie Banks and by young Bonnie Braes, where the sun shines bright on Loch Lomond, where me and my true love will never meet again. On the
Welcome back to the second hour of the gathering offering. Would that individual like to talk? Get started.
Hi, Jerry.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. How are you today?
Okay, and thank you for taking my call. Well, I have something to share. I was asked by an RBN host to read something and told by one of the board members that I should call. So here I go. Dear RBN listeners, we have a situation regarding more than frequent caller James from Vancouver. One Friday night recently on the National Intel Report, he called in and boasted that he is a Jew, a Catholic, and a Mark Master Mason, which lit a fire in some of us to wonder who this person is and why is he calling into RBN, calling in so much, and even co-hosting on so many shows. I don't know about you, but I wanted this person gone yesterday. So I wrote one of the board members expecting them to take a stand against a clear enemy of our cause. And here's the response I got.
I'm going to go ahead and stop you right there, Miss Anonymous. You do understand that this is how the entire direction of the network and shows gets turned into pure garbage. If you would like to go against someone's points of view, that's fine. You want to talk bad about somebody's opinion, that's fine. Leave their name out of it. Say what you want to say. That's what we do here. But, it's come to our attention here that there are several callers and little slimy people who send little emails around to people, and they're getting really close to being banned from the network forever and never, ever being allowed back as long as we can help it. Now, if you'd like to continue what you're doing, go ahead. But that's what I'm saying, and that's how it is.
I was told to.
You didn't say who told you?
So this
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't want to hear about it.
I'll send you the email from the board member, Mike. So just let me have
and
my
you
tea.
Can go ahead and stop saying bored.
You give James from Vancouver more time than any of the hosts.
If a host wants to have a guest on, and I have seen no reason not to let James express himself on the air any more than any other people on here.
Okay. Jerry, do you have anything to say about that?
Well, it seems like to me if you receive something from a member of the board, I mean, that should be public information, shouldn't it, Mike?
No, it should not. We had a group of people that we all agreed to work together to keep the network going. Y'all want to call it a board? Everybody wants to weasel their way onto the board. There's no board running this place day to day. Those are people that help us. Y'all want to say that stuff? Go ahead. If I'm shooting myself in the foot, fine. If y'all want to have people call in and saying that, well, RBN should just shut it down because we got people that say things that people don't like. Whatever, man. Keep it up. Keep it
okay,
up.
Okay, well, I'm going to share because I was asked to share, and I was told to share.
Shut it down. I didn't say anything, hear anything about shutting RBN down. I didn't hear that.
Work here, and we actually run the network, and we hear about these things because we work here every day.
Okay, well, I just want one zillionth of the time that James from Vancouver got, who boasts about being a Jew, a Catholic, and a Mark Master Mason. So when I sent an email to the board member, this is what he sent. I'm not exactly sure who sent me this, but every radio and computer has an on and off switch. If you do not like what's being said over the air, change the channel or turn it off. If you have a gripe with someone, call in, and you can speak your mind just as well as they're allowed to, Mike. Thank you for your understanding and cooperation. So I did send something to several of the RBN hosts that are Christians, and this is what I said. Folks, here it is. This is the leadership at RBN. John Stadtmiller, as you probably know, was not a Christian. He was a true patriot. And in spite of his foibles, he did a great thing by starting RBN. However, an organization is only as strong as its weakest links. There is no one on the RBN board that I'm aware of that has the spiritual leadership, discernment, or backbone to do what's spiritually right regarding RBN. We have a spiritual warfare among us, even here. How do you tell someone without spiritual discernment that they lack spiritual discernment? Anyone with an ounce of spiritual discernment knows you don't let obvious demons in the ranks. Doesn't Lucifer come as an angel of light? For the board member to suggest if we don't like it, we can turn it off, tells me where he's coming from and how lost he is. Without the spiritual in its proper top priority, RBN will never be anything but a shadow of what it could be, and may be doomed to fail. This situation has brought to a head where the problem lies, and sadly, there's nothing new here. Here's a person who boasts about being a Jew, a Catholic, and a Mark Master Mason, who also calls in to expose others as being Jews when he boasts about being a Jew himself. This guy may be a nut job. Who, whether he calls in for his own ego gratification or is a paid or controlled opposition of some type or other, he should be banned at the very least by spiritually discerning hosts, if not completely. As for me, because of the way this board member has handled this, I can no longer in good conscience give money to RBN. And if it fails, it will reap what it is sown, as we all do. What else can we do? I recommend there be as many spiritually discerning folks on the board as possible. I think Michael Herzog would be great, but I know he has some hesitation, which I understand. RBN is not safe unless and until necessary changes are made. I hope and pray for the best and prepare for the worst. Maybe we can come up with another network with only Christian patriots willing to take a stand against evil infiltration. I would love to hear thoughts or talk about it. Meanwhile, we must continue to pray for RBN and its preservation. Please forward this to other Christian hosts on RBN as you see fit. According to Murr, who monitors the chat rooms, many are aware of the problem known as James from Vancouver. If we can't take action on an obvious threat here, what is possible with the hidden threats and dangers to RBN is more than concerning. We are in more than perilous times, folks, and we have to have more than secure boundaries, even on RBN, to stay safe and survive. FYI, it would have been much easier to have done nothing and let this go, but I am passionate about truth and the many godly patriot hosts and listeners to this network. Evil triumphs when good people do nothing. This is me taking action against the enemy of our soul in this World War III scenario we are in, which is the war between good and evil that started from the beginning of time. Finally, what would Jesus do? He called out and cast out demons. There's no nice way of dealing with demons and enemies. Think of all the countries that kicked the Jews out of their countries. Is there any other way to get rid of enemies? It doesn't work to coddle or enable them. They must be gotten rid of so the virus doesn't spread. After all, if this country had known better and kicked them out when we could have, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in. If we cannot and will not protect RBN and keep it safe, how can we expect to save our country and our world? We're told in the Bible we must expose evil and much more. So I'm praying for provision, protection, power, and blessings to those with the eyes to see and the ears to hear. Thank you for letting me have my say.
Well, I'll tell you what. I wish I could write something as well as you wrote to get across your particular points. I cannot see why getting rid of evil and getting good things would hurt RBN. I didn't hear anything about you wanting to get rid of RBN. Everything I heard was trying to help RBN. And I think that people, the reason I listen to RBN is to hear different opinions. And I think when you're talking about good and evil is what we need to be concentrating on. And, you know, I didn't hear you ever say that RBN was evil. I think RBN is a platform for people to be able to express themselves, and I think you've done, I couldn't have written something on a subject that was as good. I mean, if I did, I'd probably have to get help. I thank you for calling. I don't know what
it is. Thank you so much, Jerry.
I don't know what it is when a woman stands up with a man, they say, well, he's got big testicles. I don't know what it is what a girl's got.
Breasticles.
Okay. But you've got some guts. You've got some guts, and I appreciate that. Thank you for having guts to express
yourself.
Well,
have a blessed evening, Jerry. And take care, Mike. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was a different call. And by listening to what she had read, or, you know, to what she had sent, a letter, sounded like a good and polite way to express oneself in writing to me. I think that's good. And except for a couple words of using the word Christian and Jesus, as they are funny words, I don't have any criticism. Those are made-up words that were made up by the Apostle Paul, of which it says in the good book, there are many false apostles, and you have to be used discernment to find out who the bad apostles are. Kind of just touched on. Anyway, I'd like to go back to the husband and wife and just finish up there a little bit, that they have a child and neither the father or the mother takes a night job. And maybe for the first month or two, they have grandma or one of their aunts or somebody come in to assist mommy. Because a lot of girls get a little worn out after, you know, having birth, and, you know, they kind of need some little help. But they've already made arrangements so that, hey, when she's up and about, she can take the day job, he can take the night job, or vice versa. Now, that's called responsibility and duty. That's caring for your child. Now, let's go into murder in our country. Outright murderers know they're going to be convicted. And what do? They plead guilty so that they get, say they did it when they're 30. They might live till they're 70. That's 40 years of being in jail. Now, while they're in jail, they get free medical, free dental. They can do this, that, and the other. Actually, if they keep their nose clean, which is not easy to do in prison, they can have a pretty decent life. Now, the last time I looked up how much it cost on average between federal, state, county, city jails, this was a good number of years ago, and my number might be a little off now. It cost us $175,000 a year to keep a murderer in jail. Now, what does the good book say to do with a murderer? Unless it's a special type of crime, you put a noose around their neck, and you do not open a platform that when they fall, it snaps their neck. You put them on a platform, and you pull them up in the air. And that platform is in the town square, the county square, whatever you want to call it. And this is a day that everybody comes down and everybody takes a look at it. And then you watch that guy gagging and swinging and kicking. And they go, ooh, we better quit murdering people. Look what happens to people that murder. They don't get 40 years of almost a life of Riley where everything's paid for, medical, dental, food, entertainment, counseling, on and on and on. They don't get that. And then the hard-working people, they're not paying for it. Now, here's a big, big thing that you can find in the good book. One of the commandments that it says, thou shalt not kill. That is not what the commandment was. If you read and study the book, it says what you do with murderers. It's very clear what you do with murderers. What it does not do in the book, it says thou shalt not kill. Repeatedly. If somebody does something of a certain type of nature, like rape is one of them, kidnapping is one of them, you take and you put them to death because they murdered. They didn't kill. Killing is over and over says, when you go to war against certain towns, you kill all the men, women, and children. On the battlefield, you kill all the people on the battlefield. That's not called murder. Somebody's trying to kill you. They're trying to murder you. You kill them. That's not murder. And our entire system is made up of, oh, well, let's be generous. Let's not be making a decision like this. It's so simple, even. If a man is caught stealing, and the proof is nobody disagrees. In the good book, it says you chop his right hand off, you tourniquet, and then you burn the end of it.
Going to the end. Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
The IRS will soon have more armed agents than the country has active duty Marines. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. The militarization of the federal government should be a red flag. Back in 2015, the Department of Justice reported that there were 40 federal agencies with more than 100,000 officers authorized to carry guns. So while the federal government is making it more difficult for you to buy firearms and trying to restrict what types of firearms you are allowed to buy, they are arming themselves, including the Department of Education, which bought firearms as far back as 2010. I thought schools were gun-free zones. So why does the Department of Education need guns? Ask yourself one question. When in history has a government become more militant while disarming their citizen? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Zivis Pashem Parabellum.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Segment of the Gathering Offering. Mike let me know that John from Oklahoma is on hold. Are you there, John?
I'm here, sir.
Well, that's good. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to respond to that wonderful lady that just called in. I understand where she's coming from, but she's going to have to be realistic about there are so many religions that believe in a creator. Now, I am Christian, and so I believe that Jesus Christ is the one way. But there are so many religions out there that believe in a creator, and that she needs to have a little patience. And instead of getting upset, try and change their minds. If if there's a Nephilim and a Raphaim, they've been here for thousands of years. They've been able to mold a lot of the society that we're living in. Identify it. Don't play that game. Don't get sucked in and move on. I was a young demolay being groomed. You talk about groomers today. I was being groomed for a 33rd or higher Masonic. Once I found out what was going on and the rituals and I compared them, I've read the Bible over 20 years. I've gone to Enoch and Jubilee and a lot of books that are no longer included. And once you move past, then you try and help them. If you're a shepherd, you're a shepherd. If you're a sheepdog, you're a sheepdog. Know your master's voice.
Well, I'd like to make a comment. I'm not here to try and help except two groups. There are three groups on this planet. You got mankind that was found to be good. You got the man of breath, and you got the Canaanites.
And I agree. I 1,000% agree.
Now, when people start dividing up, oh, well, he's from Asia, and he's this, and she's that, and this, that, and the other, and they start dividing, it's called dividing and conquer. And they're not focusing because they've got hundreds of different, well, that's a Nigerian, that's a South American, you know, they classify people that way. And only when you get back to understanding, you have good guys, and you got bad guys. And I'm against the bad guys, 100%. Now,
to what I was saying about knowing that the sons continued on after the flood. It may be a spirit, but they're here. They've been able to learn and move on because God destroyed their physical body, but their soul, which they don't have, their spirit has haunted this earth until Judgment Day. And so they've been able to mold or incorporate anybody they can, whether it be early history, let's just go back a short history, Napoleon's thought process, Hitler's thought process. Someone has been manipulating outside of humanity. I really don't believe that humanity could be this bad without an outside influence.
It's called Canaanites, and there's more of them on the planet right now than there are good guys, unequivocally.
I agree. But you know what? I made a decision. Go ahead.
If you don't start looking for the Canaanites, you don't know how to separate from them. You've got to know what to look for.
I just had a pedophile that was allowed in the church my great-grandfather founded survive until I moved back home from the military. And I'm an ex-correctional officer also. And so I've worked on the NUT ward. They called it the Intermediate Mental Health Unit. They were too bad to be in a regular mental health unit. Oklahoma still has mental health units. And they were too bad to go to the mental health hospital. And I moved from there to death row. So I went from bad to worse.
I appreciate
you
calling.
What I was saying is that you're on point, and people need to expand their mind a little bit because there's a bigger game afoot.
Yeah. Thank you very much for a call. Love to be able to have more time, but I do have a few more callers holding, John. Thank you.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Gathering Offering. I was told that Andy from Texas is holding on to be able to call in or to talk.
Yeah, I'm here, Jerry. Can you hear me, Jerry?
Yeah, Andy, can I ask you a question first, right off the bat? Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Did you see in Texas 2 weeks ago, which Texas is the largest cattle-producing state in the union, did you see the 3-mile-long line of trucks and trailers full of cows being taken to the sale because they don't have any grain, they don't have any pasture, and they don't have any water? Did you happen to see that?
No, I did not see that, nor did it make the local news. I tend to watch the local news and just for the, you know, the non-information. Yeah, I did not get that. But on the same token, that is the telltale sign of BlackRock and Vanguard. they own the railroads. Warren Buffett's in there, too. They own the railroads. They did not bring the grain from the grain-producing states back to where the cattle needed the grain. They didn't do that. So they have to get rid of their stock. And the same thing with the fertilizer. That's the trains are the ones who bring the fertilizer and the grain to the ranches, the fertilizer to the farmers, and they failed to do it this year. And again, that you hit my point exactly, because what I was going to ask you about was, when I asked you, just going to tell you about this, there's another big flower plant that just burnt to the ground. I mean, it produced like, 4% of the nation's flour and whatnot, and it burnt to the ground. They're still attacking our food supply. So, no, that was great. Thanks for the question.
Well, just for your information, if you'd like to, which all you have to do is go to YouTube, type in cattle sales, Texas, 3 miles. They actually show you the films. They show you the farmers talking about, we can't afford the feed. We have no pasture left. We have no water. Now, those animals, they didn't just, oh, golly, we had a problem yesterday. Those animals are being sold, and it's going to drop the price of beef because there wasn't anybody buying any to put on their stock, to build up theirs. And by those cows being malnutritioned at the most liberal way of saying it, they're all going for dog food.
And well, but on the same token, Jerry. So what do they just did right now? Because they have to sell their cattle. They have to get rid of it. They have to get rid of this. So there's no more generations of those cattle. Did they keep a couple? Or just a couple? Are they going to start a new herd with just a couple? They're not only they didn't just destroy the food for right now. It is going to get on the market. It might bring down the meat prices and give everybody a big hurrah. But in fact, what it's going to do is destroying the meat process for the future, because these people, they breed these things. It's not like they just have cattle and they keep buying it. I'm being stupid now. I'm being, super stupid, I reckon.
Andy, you're not being stupid. The fact of the matter is, because the cows are overly non-nutritious, they're going to be sold for dog food, okay?
Mostly, now, I'll bet, yeah.
Okay. Mm. Then what they're going to do is they're going to say the price of beef went down, so the people that are on Social Security or any other factor of cost of living is going to bring down that cost, yet the good meat that people can eat is going to go up in cost. And so they're going to slaughter an awful lot of people that are over 62 years old in their so-called, hey, we're going to give you some more money, and they're going to drop it, and they're using every trick they can to get that down. And yes, they are, these farmers do not want to go out there and get rid of their herds and have a nominal herd, because it can take 3 to 4 years to build up a herd to where they're actually making good money. And when you start slaughtering our farmers, and these ranchers are farmers, cattlemen are farmers, you're destroying the food across the board by raising the price. Quite frankly, in the last year, I have had to really knock down the quality level of what I eat. Okay? I have to do that. I don't have any extra money. Now, I don't owe any money to anybody, but just trying to stay alive, and I know a number of other people that are in this condition. And yes,
you're talking to one. You're talking to one, Jerry. Yeah.
And I used to be very wealthy, but I read where it said.
So did I.
In the good book, it said, it's easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than a rich man go to heaven. And I went, oops, I called a meeting. And the two people I wanted to hear from most was my dad and my grandma. They were still alive. And they said, well, we can't argue with that. Well, the rest of my family, with the exception of one, because now they couldn't be getting a $3 million a year. I mean, $1 million was right now me handing you a $10 bill. It was nothing. So I purposely became a poor man, which everybody said, well, that's stupid as hell. Well, it's not. It's what the Word of God said. It was his only begotten Son said that. And guess what? I also have learned when you're poor, you can understand the poor people, but you can't understand them when you're rich.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jerry. I've been on the road for like 9 years now. I've been in and out of stupid little jobs. I've been around the homeless people. I've been homeless. I've done all this stuff. Yes, you can understand them better. And everybody thinks they're drug addicts out there. No, these are people who just could not afford. They still got jobs. When they get a shelter, they go to work. I mean, this is just crazy. People, they're giving you a narrative on the news, which is turn your TVs off, people. Don't watch the news, please, because they're just giving you stuff. They're giving you just enough to hang in there, but they're not giving you the right stuff you need to know. And that's why RBN is important, and that's why I'm glad that I don't have to have a denomination to be on the radio. I don't have to hold a specific thought to call up and talk on you guys. You guys are just a wonderful platform where we can get our butts clean of what we want to say if there's something important to say. And sometimes I call up with just kind of comments that might make somebody think, but, you know, I love you guys, and I'll let you go with that, Jerry. You got other stuff to do now. You only got a few minutes left in the show.
Thank you, Andy. I appreciate your call, and, you know, anytime you want to call in, I'd like to chew the fat with you a little bit.
I sure like that. I did, too. All right.
Thanks. Okay, we've got another caller. I didn't catch the name. Is the other caller there? Hello?
Hello.
Yes, I didn't catch the name. Who is this? Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes, my name is Marcus. I'm calling from Idaho.
Oh, you're Marcus. How about that? Let's see. I'll quote. Jerry's value, he's closed-minded, and it's not a gift of God. I agree with you. If there's a gift, it's from the Father in heaven. Now, let's see. Five times it was brought up about parents or grandparents, five times, and your reaction was, we need to indoctrinate the children, protect them. Chance to enter into the psyche of children. This country is a red nation. Let's see. Lead them out of it. Children, so curious.
No, no, sir. No, Jerry. Jerry, you've got the wrong Marcus.
No, I don't. I have the exact Marcus because I listen to the archives every week, and I quote you. And I counted how many times you refused to ask about parents. And guess what? You love to get around children. And, you know,
Jerry,
guess what, Marcus?
Jerry, you've got the wrong Marcus.
You know exactly what you are. You remind me of in the
Jerry,
70s.
You've got the wrong Marcus. I don't care what you're thinking. You've got the wrong Marcus.
You have the same exact voice. You're from Idaho. You have the exact voice. I know your voice, Marcus. I just re-listened to it an hour before this radio show so I could document all your malleability.
Somebody's using my voice and my words.
Why don't you go tell the truth? You're in the closet. Get off the air. I don't need to talk to people like you. You're a liar. You did. It's the exact voice of last week. Exact voice, exact name. I had your name and I had your state already written down from Mike. You love little children so you can lead them around and indoctrinate them. That's your word. Children are so curious and malleable. You remind me of the Cub Scouts and the Boy Scouts in the 70s when they got exposed to exactly what so many of those people where the leaders
listen
were doing the tubbies. Get off the air. Nobody wants to hear from your type. We know what your type is. Goodbye. He's actually lucky, ladies and gentlemen, that I couldn't look in his eyes. Because if I'm in there personally, individually, I have ability to look and smile. And then they want to hit me. And that's why I developed that smile. Didn't know I was doing it. But I love it when people want to hit me. That allows me to defend myself. However, I have to take and defend myself to limited parameters. Certain ways allow me to completely break a jaw. Other ways, I just sometimes all I do is just get a hold of their Adam's apple and be talking to them and make them pee in their pants in front of the people they were just mouthing about. I love that part of life, but they have to try and hit me first. Words don't hurt me. Getting hit hurts me. And yes, through the course of my life, right now I have my left index finger. It locks up me on a regular basis. And I have two dislocated shoulders that pop out anywhere from 7 to 8 times a day. I've had knuckles and fingers broken. And every one of them I considered a badge of honor. My first time I broke fingers and knuckles, that was at about 8 o'clock in the morning. By 11 o'clock, I couldn't wear zip-up pants in first grade. I had to take and wear pull-up pants. I couldn't operate my hands. And I had to fight a guy that was in 7th grade. And thank God the bus keeper got there, because she pulled me off. And the reason I got in the fight was because my dad had a family code of honor. And one part of it was, if one son comes home beat up, they both better come home beat up. And I was raised by that. And that guy had punched out, split my brother's lip, and my younger brother made his nose bleed. And there were 8 or 9 witnesses. I thought it was going to be going up against like a 3rd or 4th grader. And it turned out to be a 7th grader. And guess what? At 5 o'clock that night, the police were there and issued a warrant for me to be at a courtroom the next day. We went there and the judge went wacko and started yelling at my dad. You were told to bring the guy that did this. But the kid had something like 30 stitches in his face. His head was wrapped. And he was in really bad pain. And his mommy and daddy were there. And the lady started screaming, "My dad, you were told to bring your son that did this." He said, "Put your hands out, son. Show your hands." You know what happened? Nothing. Nothing. Guy in 1st grade, guy in 7th grade, guy's 2.5 times bigger than me. And yeah, I remember every single movement I did. And I was happy and proud. And it changed my life, because I knew there had been another incident when I was in 1st grade. And so it changed my life. I realized, and different things kept happening. One of the other family codes of honor: big guys don't beat up on little guys. Well, I've got to enforce that. 1st grade. Now there's a 5th grader. He's picking on a little bitty guy. You can't do that. Now, look, you just can't do that. You can't pick on little guys. Well, I'm going to do it. And you're a little blankety blank. All right. Boom. Here I am down at the principal's office. And, yeah, this guy's 2.5 times bigger than me. And he was beating up on Billy Bob. And I beat the dog poo out of him. That's right, because they had the opportunity to stop, to apologize. Always try physical or violent. But if they insist, then even at my age today, I'm going to do it. I'm going to stand up for the values that I have learned in my life. Now, you don't stand up for a Canaanite little guy, but, you know, I didn't know all that stuff when I'm in 1st, 2nd, 3rd, so forth. Great. And you have to stand, ladies and gentlemen. The last subject I want to bring up tonight, do I own anything? I'm in a house. I have no mortgage. If I had a mortgage, then I certainly couldn't own anything. I have a car. There's no loan on it. If there was, I certainly couldn't own a car. I have no debit cards. I have, debit card I have for two things to be able to have that service. That's all I use it for. And then I don't have a credit card, so I have no debt there. I have a TV. I have books. I have a computer. I have a bed. But I don't own anything. Everything on this planet is owned by the Father. Everything. The only thing the Father in heaven gives us is responsibilities and duties. You say, well, I've got my house, that, you know, not me, but you're saying, the individual saying, well, I got my house, my land and my house paid for, it's fine, I own it. Excuse me. You're going to die someday. Oh, you're going to give it to your kids. Okay. What if they decide to sell it? You obviously didn't, you know, you're dead. You didn't own it anymore. Once you die, everything that you think you own, you don't own. You only have the opportunity to be responsible and do proper duties on his land. And you can say, golly gee, well, Jerry, you wouldn't be in as bad a shape if you had a loan on your house. Now, I actually just to test the waters, 5.5 years ago, I went to a bank. And I said, you know, would y'all give me a loan on this place? And they said, well, we need a little information. I gave them the information. In 10 minutes' time, they said, you're approved. How much money do you want? I said, well, I don't have a job. I don't have a way to pay it back. Oh, well, we can set up a program where it's so much a month and this, that, and the other, and you'll get paid back. Ah, but then I wouldn't have all my money, would I, at one time, would I? No. But they approved me instantly because of my past history that they were able to look up. And they said, this is astounding. You don't owe any money. The last time that I really owed something that I didn't want to owe money is I was married and my wife kept complaining, you pay cash for everything. And I said, yeah. Well, you need to go ahead and, you know, she wanted a new car, and I really want you to finance it. I said, okay, I'll go ahead and do that. So I financed it, got the loan, you know, in 5 minutes, gave the bank check to the car dealer, and I made the second payment, and I gagged. And when the third payment came in, I went into the bank and I paid it off entirely. It was like paying off, you know, at that day and time, $20 to me. And my wife said, well, you didn't get any credit. I said, I don't need any credit. Banks love me. I had a time one time when the bank said they were going to want this, that, and the other. And I said, I ain't doing all that stuff. They said, well, you'll be out of business. Two different banks. That's where I was doing business. I said, no, I won't be out of business. I got plenty of cash. I'll just build cash. Boy, I'll tell you what, they had board of meetings at both places, and they said, you know, guess what? Our rules and procedures are not actually, they're like policy, and that's not law. I said, I know that. They said, well, we're going to waive all that other garbage that you didn't want to do. I said, great. I said, now I want to negotiate the type of loan that my buyers get. And I'm going to save my buyers 2-3% on when they buy a house and they have to finance. They said, well, blah, 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 blah. I said, I don't give a rat's toenail. I'll go ahead and finance their houses. Boy, that did, you know, that got the bankers to understand. And people said, well, Jerry, you know, you're threatening their way of life. No, I'm not. I still had money, but I refused to put any in a savings account because I didn't want to take interest from them. That's what kind of a hard head I am. And I hope and I pray to the Father in heaven that I can stay and keep being that kind of a hard head. That I listen to my family code of honor. And I know how my dad went through things. And finally, he got up and he says, okay, now I can buy my entire house. And he had no debt. No debt at all. And I know how my dad's life finally improved a bunch. But it took him a while to be able to pay off that house. But after that, he didn't owe any money to anybody. And I kept that value because I saw what it did for him. And yes, it's tough. But there are people out there that owe $100,000 on a $300,000 house. And they might be able to sell it for $300,000. They could go out and they could find something for $50,000 to $75,000 a house and remodel it. Put in some good, hard labor. Yeah, you got to work 9 to 5. Okay, great. Come home, have some dinner, rest a little bit, spend the next 4 hours working on your house. Go to sleep, get up at 5. Go to work on your house. You got to pay for it. Now all you have to do is buy materials. Go to work. That's what we're here to do on this planet. Go to work. And to do it the way the Father says. Under his laws, you're not allowed to have a mortgage on your home, on your land. You can have an investor. Your place could be worth $100,000. If you need $100,000 and you could take and do this, and then all of a sudden you'd be making like $200,000 more a year. Well, that man, he put in $100,000. You had a land and a house worth $100,000. He owns half. So he gets half of that $200,000. Now there's $100,000 left over, and you get half, and he gets half. And bingo, you can say, okay, I don't need that 50. I'm going to buy $50,000 out of your $100,000 off. So next year, he only gets 25%. There's no interest ever under the Father's laws. None. Now, when I learned that, I said, wow, I actually was doing pretty damn good on that. Didn't do good on an awful lot of other things, but actually was doing pretty good on that. Didn't do 100%, but I also had some shields. My corporations were crummy. I shouldn't have had corporations. But if my corporation owned it, I could live there for free. So I didn't individually owe any money. Just had to pay my electric, my water. Now my electric, my water, what do? I prepay them 3 months ahead of time. Well, not my water, but I have my own well. But I prepay my electric 3 months ahead of time. They don't understand it. Why would somebody prepay their electric 3 months ahead of time? Well, I don't have to worry about that payment for 3 months. Then it comes in, I send them 3 more months worth of payments. Wow. Get yourself into a position where you can work on your life. Get out of. Get rid of that high-priced car and go buy a good used one. Go learn how to shop on the market and get something that works. Something in the 90s, something in the 80s. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.